Earlier this week, Governor Andrew Cuomo delivered the State of the State address and outlined his proposed budget for the next fiscal year. But unlike years past, one thing was missing. Anti-fracking protesters used to show up each year at the speech to voice their opinion at the high-profile event. This year, they had a different message. More from David Chinatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.
Thank you, Cuomo. Make it law. Make it stick.
Unlike the thousand or so activists who lined the Empire Plaza hallways in years past, this group was smaller but in better spirits. After Governor Cuomo banned hydrofracking, the protesters wanted to give him a shout-out. Carlton Corey came from the Utica area.
I've been here three or four times in the past asking the governor to protect us from hydrofracking, and now that he did, I think he needs a big thank you.
Biologist Sandra Steingraber has become a leader in the anti-fracking fight. She said the ban showed the power of an informed citizenry.
We're here to celebrate what we've done. We've had an amazing victory over the shale army.
Steingraber said political opinion was changed by science, and she too gives credit to the governor.
And he had the courage to stand up to the world's most powerful industry and say, not so fast, not here in New York.
A Siena College poll out this week showed New Yorkers support the ban by more than a 2-to-1 margin. But for Allegra Schechter, the fight keeps going.
We won the battle, but not the war. We are still being inundated with gas infrastructure, pipelines and compressor stations and LNG terminals.
That infrastructure moves gas through New York. And until it's gone, the activists say, the state won't fully move from fossil fuels to renewable energy. For WRVO, I'm David Chinatry with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.